We begin a new liturgical year with the season of Advent, the time of grace, a time of hope, a time of preparing, getting ourselves ready for once again the celebration, this encounter when God came to live in the world as one of us. Yet, this time that we call the season of Advent, you say we are preparing for Christmas, yet we didn't hear anything about Bethlehem or Mary or the angels. Not yet. Time of Advent, it is a time of preparing ourselves, yes, to celebrate God's incarnation, God coming into the world, being born in Bethlehem, in time and history. But before we look at that, Advent is a special time for us to ready ourselves for Jesus' second coming. And that's usually the first and the second week of Advent. That's basically where we place our attention, our reflection with the readings of this time. It is a time here in the Gospel of Luke, and this new year, the Gospel of Luke will be the one that will be proclaimed most of the Sundays. And we hear that, you know, be prepared. There will be, you know, trouble and people being dismayed and nature, you know, the powers of heaven and earth will be shaken. I'm sorry. It'll be shaken and there will be many things to distract you. I think we could place ourselves in there. First of all, whatever whatever will happen, it is, first of all, if we are with the Lord, there's no need for fear because we are with God. But there are things that we can, you know, prepare ourselves or sometimes avoid. And when it says the tribulations of our daily lives, I didn't follow or didn't see anything this year, mostly in the news, how was, for instance, Black Friday. I know it's for many people it's a big day, bigger than Thanksgiving. But I was watching last night just a short video that was, you know, a compilation of many, I don't know if it was from this year, past years, or how people got into fight, how they got into, you know, getting for a toy or for something, a television, you know, how they would, you know, crazy stuff. And I thought, well, how good was St. Luke when he wrote that, the tribulations of our daily lives. You know, as if it was not, you know, busy enough, sometimes we create new things. This is a very busy time for most of us. A time that will, you know, will be many of us preparing for, I don't know how many celebrations, invitations, and lists that we have to go through of either gifts or cards, if you still send Christmas cards and this and that. I guess the Word of God is telling us, let us not be choked by this. There is a reason that we have to prepare ourselves. There is a reason to celebrate. And that's, we need to prepare our hearts. We need to prepare our families. We need to prepare our world. Once again, now the Lord will be knocking. will be trying to find still space to be born, to be there. Are we opening our hearts for that? Are we granting and say, yes, Lord, come. The beautiful songs we sing, oh, come, come, Emmanuel. Now we sing because we do. I hope all of us, we mean that. We wait for that moment. May this be indeed a time of glory, a time of grace, a time of hope. And as we have the Advent wreath, the candles, each week a new candle, representing that we walk towards the light, the true light, the light that the world needs. May we share that light, and may our vision not be so blurred by all the anxieties and all the many things that we have to go through. May we find the time. That's, I think, the biggest challenge that we are called these days. Find the time, the will, and really make this Christmas, which is another one we might say, well, how many Christmas we've been through, but each one is a new year, it's a new grace, it's a new encounter, and the world needs so much the presence of God, the presence of the Prince of Peace, the presence of the Good Counselor, the presence of Jesus. May we have an open heart so that our world will once again welcome the Lord and let the Lord transform our lives in love, as we heard in the second reading. If you want to be prepared, practice love. Practice this commandment of loving one another as Jesus loved us. That way, our world might be a little better with the presence of God in our lives.